At the Iowa Soybean Association's On-Farm Network Conference, we're talking with Jason Norsworthy from the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. Jason, you spoke here on the program about the loss of the world's greatest herbicide, talking about Roundup, of course. And I know I'm talking to you a couple years ago up in Nebraska. You've really been kind of sounding the alarm on herbicide resistance. Are people listening?
The question is, are people listening? Absolutely. I think that we are making some progress. Would we like to see more adoption of some of these management practices? I think the answer to that is yes, as indicated in the presentation that I just gave a second ago. The unfortunate thing is that we still have 97% plus of the soybean acreage here in Iowa is Roundup ready, and I think that's really unfortunate, because using still a single herbicide, that being glyphosate, is going to result in rapid loss of that herbicide technology or that trait. One thing that we are seeing is, and this is across the U.S. in general, we're seeing greater adoption of residual herbicides in those programs. I think there's tremendous value, as I indicated here, and if we continue that and we can integrate that with adopting some new traits, again, the Liberty Link, the Enlist, the Xtend that are coming, I think definitely it's going to help to sustain the use of herbicides in these systems.
But you did use the word crisis in your presentation, I think. You think we're at a crisis point on this?
I think we're rapidly approaching the point of a crisis. We're headed in that direction, and that's what I said, because the reason being is, if we look into the pipeline of herbicide discovery, there's absolutely nothing there coming within the next 10 years in terms of a new mode of action, and the last mode of action was discovered in 1982 and commercialized. So at the rate at which we're losing herbicides due to resistance, we are quickly approaching a crisis.
What about the new technologies coming? Are we going to get some help there?
Absolutely. I do think the new technologies are going to help. I do, to some extent, I equate those to a Band-Aid. I didn't necessarily talk about it today, but when we look at the new technologies, there's already some resistance that exists to those new technologies prior to them being launched, the 2,4-D as well as the dicamba. So I think they are going to help us out. Are they going to solve all the issues that we're dealing with today? The answer to that's no.
Okay, so I guess in kind of summing things up, you're saying some progress being made, but we need to make faster progress.
Absolutely. We need to continue the adoption, again, of more residual herbicides, overlaying these residual herbicides. We need to do a better job of preventing these weeds from escaping control late in the year and producing seed. And the key point, as I said today, we've got to manage the soil seed bank. We've got to do a better job, I think, of diversifying these systems. Yes, we are bringing some diversity into them. And I didn't talk today a lot about non-chemical approaches, but cover crops, tillage, there's a lot of strategies that we can use outside of herbicides to bring diversity into these programs.